This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
One of Dublin's busiest roads is set to face a year of major traffic disruptions. And joining us now to talk about the roadworks and the disruptions that will inevitably follow is Dublin editor for the Irish Times, Olivia Kelly. Olivia, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, the road we're talking about, where exactly is it?
Well, if people are familiar with Dublin Bay, it's the north side of Dublin Bay. So it's the coastal road coming in from places like Howth and Sutton into town. So it's just that area there.
Now, it's a relatively short stretch, but once you create an obstacle, the traffic somehow has got to get around it. So what's the plan?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say it's not a relatively short stretch. I think 1.5 kilometres of a road closure on the road coming into town is massive, because if we see in other places, very small road closures can have a big impact. That's quite a length, I think, 1.5 kilometres. And what people will have to do is, if they're coming in, as in they're coming in from the north, heading south or heading east, they're going to have to divert onto the Howth Road. They can divert earlier, obviously, but they can divert onto the Howth Road. And then if they want to get back onto that, the coastal road into town, they'll come back down Watermill Road. So that's 3 kilometres as opposed to the 1.5 kilometre journey they'd be doing currently.
Yeah, they head up towards Raheny and then back down onto the coast via Watermill Road. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Olivia, is this the same stretch of road or part of the total road that was completely blocked for ages in the construction of a cycle lane?
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Further out, but yes, if you were going on that same trajectory, you'll end up on the road that has the cycle lane. So the cycle lane is on the coast at that point. It does go all the way out to Howth, but there wasn't works. I know the works you're referring to, the ones that started.
I'm just thinking of the obstacles that motorists faced at Fairview and so on during the construction of this.
Exactly. So if you're coming from Howth, never a full closure. So you can see what a full lane closure, as in people will not be able to drive southbound there. It is quite the difference.
Now, there is a further complication, isn't there, in the sense that there are flood defences to be constructed along maybe this part of the road, but certainly other parts of the road closer to town, the flood defences, because Clontarf does get regularly flooded.
Yeah, so just to explain that, the project is being done in two halves. So this year we have a section that's being done in the roadway, and that's what requires road closures. So they'll do that section, and then they're going to move into a section closer to town, And that will be done in the green area, the sort of parkland in between the road and the seafront, where, as many people will know, we have a recently constructed cycle path going out that way. Now, Irish Water are saying they won't have to dig up the cycle path because their work will be nearer the coast, but the footpath and the green area there will have to be dug up. Then, a few years later, Dublin City Council is going to come back because they have to put in flood defences, and they're going to be digging up in the same area again. Now, it was always presumed that this project would be done in tandem, as in the cycle path that you referenced earlier in Fairview. Water mains were put in there when they were doing the cycle path, and that was great. So it meant you weren't digging up the same area twice, because that's a real bugbear of people, that, you know, a lovely new thing is put in and then they come back and dig it up again.
Now, is it intended, by the way,
this time?
Yeah. Is it intended, if you're heading north, in other words, crossing from the south side and all along the coast, that you won't be affected by this, that it's only...
Oh, no, you will.
Oh, yeah, you will.
So,
huh?
So the south side road closure is for about 4.5 months of that. Sorry, not the south side, the southbound or eastbound road closure. But there's going to be stop-go systems all over the place. So the disruption, Irish Water says, or Uisce Éireann, as you call them now, is going to last for up to a year. So during that time, there will be restrictions. Traffic is likely to be very, very slow. You know yourself how many times a stop-go is put in, the repercussions of that. So, yeah, it's not going to be easy for anyone, no matter what direction you're heading.
One small consolation, Olivia. The people have the dart.
They do, I guess. Yeah, and sure, they have the cycle lane. They can hop on their bikes and go into town that way.
Olivia Kelly, Dublin editor of the Irish Times. Olivia, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.